As I log the many sins the Bush administration is committing against nature, I think about flaws in the environmental movement that have inadvertently aided and abetted the onslaught. Now, I've just said something that will raise the dander of many environmentalists, but I'm saying it anyway because it's the truth. Politically, the environmental lobby too often takes a stance that can only be called my way or the highway. With so much already lost to pollution and development, I can understand the desire for 100% victories. But in American politics, you seldom win all the marbles. You've got to know when to take the best deal you can, then come back for more. If you turn on allies when they fail to gratify you fully, you'll have a hard time building a dominant political movement in the corridors of political power. Here's a fact. Last year, when Democrats still controlled the Senate, Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio and his California colleague George Miller teamed up with Oregon's Greg Walden on a forest health bill that would allow controlled commercial thinning in federal forests to reduce the risk of forest fires. DeFazio and Miller are two of the strongest environmentalists in Congress. They knew that liberals had to either face the wildfire issue or ultimately cede the issue to anti-environmental conservatives. Miller and DeFazio struck a deal with Walden to thin forest lands while still protecting older, environmentally significant trees from the excesses of the timber industry. Walden, a conservative who prefers extensive logging, went along with the plan because he couldn't push a more aggressive logging bill through the Senate. Environmentalists dumped on the compromise and turned their wrath on DeFazio and Miller, who subsequently dropped their efforts. And there the wildfire issue stood, in limbo, until Republicans captured the Senate and held the House in the elections of 2002. In the new political environment, Walden no longer needed DeFazio or Miller. He recently pushed a far more logging-intensive bill through the House in the name of forest health and fire protection. The Senate may pass his bill as early as September. Now the environmental community is really screaming. But had its lobby not dumped on DeFazio and Miller last year, the issue might well have been settled by now with far more protection for the forest ecosystem. After Ralph Nader's Green Party candidacy helped give the presidency to George Bush, you'd think that environmental voters everywhere would correct their tendency to make the perfect the enemy of the good. I don't mean to say that all environmental voters supported Nader, but I am saying that the logging bill now roaring through the Congress has exposed again environmentalism's tragic political flaw. This is Les O'Coin.